Northern California-based Lear Asset Management is a name well known to those in the forest defending community, as local logging companies hired the private security firm to remove activists and conduct citizens' arrests.
Most of my supplies were cut down after HRC and Lear Security sent a climber up here. Lear Security to mostly retaliate against me.
One of the guards was using sleep deprivation technique. Yeah, it is torture. It's a form of torture.
Those last voices were from the 2019 Rainbow Ridge tree sit. The company, Lear Asset Management, has faced local scrutiny, but is now in the national spotlight after a town hall in Idaho erupted into chaos, with three plain-clothed security personnel from Lear forcibly dragging out an attendee who shouted criticism at a local official during the public event.
There's an opportunity for you to sound off, but not right now. And because you're not smart enough to know that, is afraid to leave. She spoke up where these folks are trying to filibuster and shut this whole program down. Unfortunately, they're being successful. To all of you who here, to hear the legislators.
Sheriff Norris, this gentleman is assaulting me.
You out now.
This man is assaulting me.
You out now. Let's go.
Three members of Lear Asset Management grabbed the woman, Dr. Teresa Bornpohl, from the Kootenai County Republican Central Committee Town Hall, dragging her out of her chair onto the ground, out of the auditorium, and tying her hands with zip ties. Dr. Bornpohl repeatedly asked the men if they were deputies, as the men were not wearing any identifying markers, which, according to CBS2 in Idaho, is required by law. The incident has gone viral, leading to the city of Coeur d'Alene to revoke the security company's business license. Notably, similar incidents have occurred locally without consequence. In a 2021 report, former KZYX News Director Sarah Reith highlighted that CAL FIRE's Mendocino unit hired Lear Asset Management due to civil unrest, specifically protests from indigenous community members opposing logging in the Jackson Demonstration Forest. Here is Michael Hunter, who at the time was the chair of the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians.
They walked down there and did the same thing again. I said, hey, and I recorded everything. I said, hey, please don't kill me by accident today. And the old man says, oh, it won't be by accident. I got that on recording too. And I said, well, don't kill me by purpose either, please, because I don't fly dying today.
Last week, Matt Simmons, a lawyer with EPIC, wrote in his letter to Secretary Crowfoot that on the same day, Wee Wesley, an activist and Native Hawaiian singer and dancer, had a separate encounter.
Wee was in the forest. She was parked sort of by a logging gate. And while she was there, two men pulled up in a black truck, a large black truck with no license plates. They were both wearing masks, which of course is less unusual now than it used to be, but it can still be a little threatening when you're approached by two masked men. They didn't say who they were. They didn't say, you know, we're with the police or we're with CAL FIRE. They just came up to her and said, you know, you need to leave. And when she said that she wouldn't, they responded by reaching into their pocket and throwing bullet casings at her face and saying that, you know, it's dangerous in here. And, you know, I think any reasonable person would feel that that was a death threat.
While the company may no longer be able to do business in Idaho following the viral video, in California, the Secretary of State's website lists Lear Asset Management, Inc. as having an active business license, which they've held since 2012. However, according to reporting by Kim Kemp at Redheaded Black Belt, Judge Timothy Canning convicted Lear Asset Management of contempt of court in January 2020 at a Humboldt Superior Court hearing. The conviction stemmed from the company's refusal to provide subpoenaed documents related to the case of activists they had placed under citizens' arrest at Rainbow Ridge. Lear Asset Management also failed to provide a reason in response to the court's order to comply. KMUD News reached out to the company's CEO, who was the former Mendocino County Fish and Wildlife Commissioner, a controversial character that the Trees Foundation blog post by Chad Swimmer describes as a right-wing mercenary, Paul Truitt. However, we have not heard back as of news time. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Lauren Schmidt.